This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Big Listener Out Mayor.
And Melanie.
We call it Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live on the airwaves. Now, if you call in during a show segment, you're going to have to wait until the break for us to take care of it. But, yeah, we'll get to you. Just hang on. The number, 603-283-6160. Pardon me, folks. I know it's a new number for you. It's certainly a new number for me. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is switching syndicates, and it is, you know, there's some issues as far as all that stuff goes. So let's go right to the phones. Melanie, I know that there are some smokers who are being able to get COVID vaccines, and some people don't like it. Sound right?
Basically.
Okay. The number out is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Pedrake, calling in from New Mexico. Pedrake, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's Pedrake, but thank you.
Pedrake.
I just wanted to tell Jerome, I love him like a brother, but boy, we have a dysfunctional family. There were a lot of us that voted for Trump. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. There were a lot of us voted for Trump because we saw the system that was in place. And if you look at all the congressmen, they're all multimillionaires. And they've been there for 40, 45 years. I mean, they were in the Vietnam War. They got 58,000 people killed. They were in Desert Storm, Desert Death Shield, all that stuff. Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, they really haven't done anything.
You certainly can't call Biden an outsider.
What's that?
You certainly can't call Biden an outsider.
No, Biden's been in there.
Yeah.
For 40 years.
Right.
I mean, they all have 40, 50 years. Those guys are dinosaurs. I mean, I don't agree with AOC all the time, but she's right. They need a change of leadership.
So I have a quick question for you. If Jeb Bush, who's obviously very establishment, had gotten the Republican nomination and they'd had Bernie Sanders, would you have voted for him?
Negative. I would not have.
Fair enough. His policies are terrible.
And Reagan.
Well, but then again, I mean, he was a populist and less of an insider than a lot of our other options here.
Well, I think that he's a Bush, and they've been in politics a long, long, long time, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no, I wasn't asking if you'd have voted for Bush. I was asking if you'd have voted for Bernie, if it had been Bernie versus Bush.
No, Bernie's too, he's too radical. He's got some ideas that are so far out there that they don't fit in line with America. They just don't. I can go into detail a little bit.
Democratic socialist.
You know, I'd like health care for all and all that stuff, but who's going to pay for it?
Indeed, who is going to pay for it?
I mean, doctors ain't free. Somebody's got to pay for it, and we're running out of money. We're $30 trillion in debt.
When I think of health care for all, the first thing I think of is the public school system. I mean, you know, this is education for all, and it's pretty awful.
But look at how much we spend on each student. If each student, if they homeschooled and each student, when they passed their test at the end of the year, got what they would pay for each student in classroom, by the time they graduated at 18, they'd start out in life with about $250,000. That's pretty good. That'll pay for their college right there.
Ah, but what would their parents do for daycare? I mean,
Maybe that is
the uncomfortable.
Kids, if they can't spend time with them, and they got to rely on a teacher to raise them.
Middle class welfare babysitting day prison. That's what the public school system is.
I don't know. There's a lot of dialogue to sit down and talk about. with the reality of not having teachers' unions in there. Mm. Now I was a teacher, and they told me my first year I gave 7 F's, and they told me I couldn't give no F's because no child left behind. So I could only give D's because D is still passing.
Really? So they turned your F's into D's?
Yes, they didn't turn them into D's. They told me that it was probably a reflection on my teaching. And I said, well, I have this many A's, this many B's, this many C's. These guys are getting 38s on their test. They don't want to turn in the homework, and all they do is sit in class and text each other.
Mm.
And it's just, and it was, and I gave out F's, and they told me I can't give out F's.
Oh, wow.
It's fascinating. And that was public school?
No child left behind. It's just like I was in law enforcement, and they told me that we don't have quotas. Get this. We don't have quotas, but you have to understand the amount of tickets that you write goes into your training and your gear.
Huh.
So we can buy bulletproof vests and bullets and all that stuff and whatever else.
We don't have a quota, but you might get shot if you don't do enough tickets.
What's that?
We don't have a quota, but if you don't give out enough tickets, yeah, you might get shot.
No, that's what more or less that's what they told us.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a quota, but you have to understand that our revenues are derived by the amount of citations that you write. You take it for what it's worth.
Yeah, and that was,
we don't have quotas.
That was one of the best surprises moving from Denver to Manchester, New Hampshire, was so in Denver, that's exactly how it is that the money goes right into the police department, so they will pull you over at the easiest possible thing. 5 miles over the speed limit, I'll pull you over since there's nothing better to do. But in Manchester...
I got my citizenship through the military, and I did 2 tours in the military, and I got tired of the politicians throwing me out there as fodder for something else. I mean, sometimes they don't cover you in Congress. I mean, what wars have we declared?
Well, not since 1942.
Yeah, World War II was the last declared legal war.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Padraig. I really appreciate it. I do, too, agree with you. It seems like Padraig's worked for pretty much every branch of the government there. He's got stories, horror stories on all sides. I agree with you that it is better that the New Hampshire police, the funds don't go directly to the municipality. If they go in.
Yeah, how is that not a conflict of interest?
I think it might even be better if they just went to some fund that, you know, fed the needy or something like that. Then police would be, I mean, I get how a fine can be used to modify behavior. I can kind of see that. But, you know, police out there trying to raise funds for their own department, that just seems like a conflict of interest. It seems like a very bad idea to me. And if you really wanted people to go a certain speed through a certain zone instead of raising funds, you would just put some kind of speed camera out there that that gave out tickets for anybody who went over that speed, rather than catching one out of every 10,000 people and then writing them a, you know, multi-$100 fine for doing it.
But then people would actually slow down, you see.
Right, and I don't think they want people to slow down. And don't forget, when a police officer pulls you over, those lights on top of their car are intended to catch your attention. And I don't know about every other first responder, but I can tell you as a fireman, I saw 2 accidents in front of our fire trucks while the lights were going. Because people want to look. And then another accident happens. Then another accident happens. I've seen it twice. I'm just a volunteer. Very few responses compared to, you know, these guys that are pros and doing it all the time. The fact is, those flashing lights on the side of the road make it more dangerous.
Great. We can give them another ticket.
So if a police officer is pulling somebody over for going over the speed limit but not really creating a danger on the road, they're creating a greater danger by pulling them over than they are by letting them go.
Excuse me. You were looking at my strobe light. That is reckless behavior. Here's a ticket.
Right. Just like that. So let's go on with this article, Melanie. Apparently, some people are upset that smokers are getting COVID shots.
Yes. So if you smoke and some states you're allowed to effectively skip the line ahead of other people who are supposedly more vulnerable than you.
Wow. the number, 603-283-6160. We'll get into it here in a moment. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need, a WordPress using WooCommerce, and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin, start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. promote.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live. In, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Freedom's Phoenix This is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you don't know what a news aggregation site, it's a site that aggregates news articles. They collect them so that you can have, it sort of curates the news for people who might care about things like science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, the rise of the police state. If you care about these things, like I do, then you will do as I have done. You go to Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Type it into Google because I didn't know how to spell Phoenix either. Freedomsphoenix.com or whatever search engine. They'll come up with something. And sign up for their daily dispatch right there. Or just go check out the news site, the news articles. They're right there. Freedomsphoenix.com.
It's spelled Phoenix.
Thanks. It's completely useless to me.
As in the noodle.
Enix is, well, nothing.
A software company?
There's probably a software company called Enix somewhere. That egg's actually useful if you look at it in that way. Pho, as in the soup. And then Enix as in, well, I don't know, some software company. I may actually be able to spell Phoenix from here on out.
You're welcome.
I think I might have you to thank for this one.
And now you know why we're confused about the Punic Wars and those darn Phoenicians.
I don't know how to spell that either. Let's go to the phones. Scott, the anti-Semite, calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Lady.
I'd like to say that I support the protesters at the Capitol, the insurrection. I don't condone violence, but I'll tell you one thing. They finally struck back on a Zionist-occupied government.
Do you think they could have been better at it, though?
What's that?
Do you think they could have been better at it, though? It looked really weak. It was, like, laughably weak to me. I'm not at all opposed. If you want to overthrow the U.S., I'm not going to stop you. But it just seemed like silliness instead of an actual anything.
Well, it's going to be coming. It's going to be coming very soon because we're in a depression, and the 99% are slaves, and the 1% control everything. When I mean the 1%, I'm talking about international Jewry, the Rothschilds.
So what about all the people like Elon Musk, Bill Gates, these kind of folks that are part of the 1% that aren't?
No, they're not. They're not Jewish, but the bulk of America is the very elite is international Jewry or
whatever. Well, when you say I'm trying to define elite here, it's very important to define our terms when we use them. Is elite in this circumstance, are you referring to people who have power? Because, you know, whoever has, who knows, right? Power is this sort of elusive thing. Or are you talking about people who have the money? I don't know.
Both. Yeah, do you mean money elite or power elite?
This is who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Henry Kissinger. I'm talking about Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan Chase. I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg. I'm talking about the Sulzberger family that owns the New York Times. I'm talking about the Rothschild family. I'm talking about George Soros. Sheldon Adelson, he passed away.
Isn't Mark Zuckerberg just a guy who started a website in college? I mean,
the man's a multi-billionaire. He controls the media.
So
the
is Bill Gates.
Control the media in the United States.
He is controlling the media. There's no doubt about it. But
that's right.
There are people who have done what Mark Zuckerberg has done, and they have not been Jewish. So
that's true. But the difference is, Mark, is this is the difference.
Yep.
Yes, you have Gentiles, but the difference is that Gentiles may have power, which they do, but you don't have a group of Irish, a group of Poles, a group of Italians that wield that kind of power that American or international Jewry control. And they have a stranglehold on America.
Well,
and
I heard,
in point of fact, there is a group of British descended people that have run our entire government since its inception.
Yeah, the Presbyterians have had more presidents than any other.
You can trace all of the presidents, with like two exceptions, back to William of Orange. So there is an English conspiracy, if you want to look at it that way.
As a guy whose last name is English, I'll tell you that it opens a few doors.
Yeah, as far as the power elite goes, I mean, the English certainly dominate our politics.
They may dominate our politics, but what I'm saying is, do they control all aspects of American life? Do they control Wall Street? And do they control the media? And do they control the Federal Reserve? And do they control Hollywood? And do they control AIPAC, American foreign policy? No, they don't. So the Jews, as a group of people, international Jews, elitist Jews.
I don't know what international Jews are, and I don't know what elitist Jews are. I mean, all I can do is determine whether or not somebody's Jewish, and
is easier said than done on the face of it.
Yeah, mostly it doesn't matter to me at all. I lived most of my life not even knowing what these things.
There's a half a dozen definitions of Jew, some of which are even mutually exclusive. So.
What would be the mutually exclusive aspect?
I'd have to look this one up. It's okay. A complicated topic. And
well, I can tell you, there's arguments that Ashkenazis aren't even really Jewish, that they were converts and not actually ethnically Jewish.
That would be one of the mutual exclusions.
Yeah, and, whatever.
So, if it only counts if you are a direct descendant of Abraham or someone who married a direct descendant of Abraham, well, that would exclude, most of the people this guy is annoyed with.
Yeah, indeed.
In other words, what I don't want to confuse your listeners. When I mean Jews, I'm not talking about the Hasids. I'm not talking about religious Jews. I'm talking about international Jews. And what I mean by international Jews, the ones that get to the highest echelons of power. As Henry Ford said, an international Jew. How did they get there? What are they doing there? What are they trying to achieve there? I'm referring to, for example, when I mean international Jews, Jamie Dimon, for example, head of J.P. Morgan.
But there
Mark
are banks
Zuckerberg.
That have Englishmen or, Americans or whomever at their heads. And, isn't it really just power that's the problem as opposed to power and being a Jew and having a Jewish last name?
They happen to have the power and, for example, the Rothschilds. Just let's focus on them for a minute. The Rothschilds are the wealthiest family in the world, period. You could take Jeff Bezos. And you could take Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and the Walton family and say, they're multi-billionaires, the wealthiest people in the world, they're wealthy.
I'm kind of losing you here, Scott.
Still not exceed that of the Rothschilds.
Scott, it sounds like you're talking away from your phone there.
Rothschilds.
Hold on. I got something to say. I got it. They're powerful and they have lots of money. Why don't they list the Rothschilds on these lists of the world's wealthiest people? Because I just read that Elon Musk recently surpassed Jeff Bezos as the wealthiest man. I thought it was an American.
There's reasons.
That's a good question. Well, and part of it is really complicated financial stuff. But I'll tell you this much. The Rothschilds are harmless without the state power.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. The number, 603-283-6160. I did it. 603-283-6160. And tolls may apply. Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch a ditch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President-elect Joe Biden has said he wants to get 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine administered during his first 100 days in office. The administration admits that's a steep challenge, with incoming White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain saying Sunday it will take some time to turn around. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb thinks the Biden plan is achievable. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that he thinks an all-of-the-above approach could work.
Yeah, I think they will hit that 100 million mark. I think the issue is going to become demand. I think they're going to have the supply in place and the distribution in place to do that. Right now, 30 million doses have been shipped to the states. About another 15 will be made available to the states as of this Tuesday, and 5 million have been ordered by the states but not yet shipped. So that's a total of 50 million doses. And there was a very small bolus. I think the plan that the new administration put out makes a lot of sense. It's sort of an all-the-above approach.
This is USA Radio News. States continue to hope for more doses of coronavirus vaccine, as word came Friday that the federal government would be releasing all doses that it had been holding back to ensure that second shots could be delivered. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says he hopes that the new administration is able to get production ramped up and deliver even more doses to the states. He tells Fox News that at the current rate of vaccine distribution, it will take a long time to get the needed number of shots for his state.
Bottom line, you know, state of Colorado, 5.7 million people, our pro rata amount of vaccines, 77,000. Other states with more people get a little bit more, with less people get a little bit less. But when you do the math as a nation, that'll take far too long to vaccinate everybody. I hope that President-elect Biden is successful in the effort to have 100 million people protected, doses in arms in the first 100 days. That's a stretch, but it's good to set a stretch goal. And I hope that Pfizer and Moderna really step up their manufacturing. And hopefully Johnson & Johnson will come online with an effective vaccine soon, too.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In HD on Twitch. Please follow and share at twitch.lrn.fm. That's twitch.lrn.fm.
Talk about what you want to talk about. It's Mark with you.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Want to tell you, before we go to the calls here, got a couple of calls. Want to tell you about the AMP program. You can do as David Blizzard has done and AMP the show. You go to AMP, AMP. As an amplifier, .freetalklive.com, and we ask for $5 a month, and sign up right there and help us to spread the ideas of liberty and freedom of speech far and wide. It's David, thank you for amping the show, and we thank you if you'd go there and do it too. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to... it's Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to say, with regard to the wealthiest and most powerful people on earth, there were different ones at different times. In the old days, it was a feudal system. The heads of state, like, for example, Russia, was a country that extended at its peak from Western Europe all the way over to San Francisco, California. That was all Russian territory. That's a huge piece of property with lots of different nationalities living under their flag. And then, of course, in more recent times, John D. Rockefeller Sr. became a billionaire in 1916 because of the Standard Oil Company. And his grandson, David Rockefeller, was head of the Chase Manhattan Bank for his whole lifetime. And they had about 50,000 correspondent banks worldwide. And I think they actually beat the Rothschild family, with whom they were actually in partnership, because they were a merger of the Rockefeller and the Rothschilds merged their banks. That would be the Chase Bank and Manhattan Bank to form the Chase Manhattan Bank, which later became J.P. Morgan Chase. So, so I would say the Rockefellers are probably number one with a colossal fortune, and I just wanted to point that out.
Okay. You know, I don't know. The one thing that will often come with this banking stuff is people tying it to some ethnicity or another. Is Rockefeller, what kind of name is that? I don't know.
Well, actually, that's another interesting question. John D. Rockefeller Sr. claimed to be Southern Baptist, but where he came from in Niedersachsen, that would be Lower Saxony in Germany, there are no Southern Baptists. So what was he? Well, I think he was. They were Jewish, actually. Yes. My family was Jewish, too, but I didn't find out about it until after my parents and grandparents died, because a lot of times they didn't want that known in the United States because they figured it would work to their detriment, and it's like an Achilles heel. So I think that's why they just didn't mention it. I think that's what happened with them probably as well.
He lived in the U.S. He can convert to Baptist, or if his parents moved here, just because he's from Germany doesn't mean he's not Baptist, and Baptist isn't an ethnicity anyway.
And this is part of the ambiguity of the term. Are you Jewish if you don't have matrilineal Jewish descent? Are you Jewish if you're never bar mitzvahed? Are you Jewish if you're never circumcised? I mean, there's all of these different...
Yes, that's also an interesting question. There's religious Jewishness and there's ethnic Jewishness. That's right. And I think there were ethnic Jewishness in them, and I think there's ethnic Jewish in a lot of Germans. As a matter of fact, the Jewish people lived in Germany for about almost 1,700 years. So you can imagine that every German's got to have at least some Jewishness in them. But
in the
area of the southern Palatinate and Rhineland-Pfalz, I think it's about 85% Jewish in most of those little villages there.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess, to me, I never paid much attention to it, still don't, and somehow life goes on, I guess, is how I see it. There's all kinds of industries where ethnicities are over or underrepresented, and if Jews are overrepresented in banking, okay. I don't know what to say about it, but there you go.
The thing is, it wasn't easy for the Jewish people to break into banking. The Jewish people were basically forced into banking because Jewish people were not allowed to own property. So there wasn't really much to do, and banking was a perfect thing to do because people needed to have money changed, and it was a good service that could be provided. And then over time, people like the Rothschilds started collecting old gold and old silver and put it in their basement, and then smelted it a little bit and made a little bit of a market out of that. And then he sent his sons to five different countries, and then one of which was Great Britain, and then they found out what was going on in those foreign countries ahead of time, ahead of the competition, and then they could trade on future information without the competition knowing about it. That's how they made a lot of money for a long time.
There's also the fact that throughout Christendom, or Christian Europe, if you will, it was forbidden to make a loan with interest. That was considered simony until the Templars.
Or usury, right?
Yes, yes. Usury was a kind of simony. Simony was strictly forbidden in Christian culture until the Templars.
Right, but Jews, not being Christians, could give loans, and frankly, you need loans in order to make an economy move forward.
And from my understanding, they are allowed to make loans with interest so long as they don't do so to other Jews.
Okay, I don't know the answer to that, and I suspect that that's not true at all. But
religiously speaking, they definitely had different rules for in-group and out-group.
That
was one of them.
Every group has in-group, out-group rules in the way they operate. I mean, you know.
That was one of the things that made Christianity so weird, is that they were one of the few religions that had a huge focus on how you treat your out-group very well.
Mm. There you go. Shows what I know about it all. Let's go to, I believe it's David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about New Mexico stuff like Padraig. But since you're talking about this, first of all, New Mexico is an interesting case because New Mexico was settled to a great degree, a large percentage of the so-called Spanish that settled New Mexico were actually Sephardic crypto Jews, and they happened to have settled up there where Padraig is in northern
New Mexico.
Sephardic crypto
Jew.
So Sephardic is specifically...
Okay. Yeah, they had Yeah, Bitcoin dude,
you are hiding your Jewishness.
Well, how are you going to know if 400-year-old conquistadors were Jewish or not, David?
Because they claim to be, because they tell us that they are.
Who's they and how are they telling you? The crypto Jews. I mean,
they are all the family names that trace their lineage back, you know, 13, 14, 15 generations, all the way back to Cristobal Colon, a.k.a. Christopher Columbus. And they know
Italian.
That they were... Pardon?
He was Italian.
Doing work for the Spaniards, man. Haven't you followed history, man?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to... I'm not clear on what's going on here. At this point, it's one thing to say that, you know, this person and that person's Jewish when they... Well, that sounds all right. They're Jewish. Gotcha. Another thing entirely to say 400-year-old conquistadors were, in fact, pretending not to be Jewish.
Well, do you remember something called the Spanish Inquisition?
I am familiar, yes.
And you either convert or we kill you.
Yep.
We're either get out, convert, or we kill you.
Good reason. So, pretend to be Christian.
Yeah, nobody expects it.
Yeah, you can't go around saying, I'll kill you if you don't say you're this religion, and then act surprised when people are pretending to be that religion.
You're right about that.
Right. So lots of Jews took the opportunity to get the hell out of Dodge, and they volunteered to come over to the Americas and live with the Indians. And that's why that happened. So, but anyway, so that's New Mexico, and you were talking about Pedreg, the government job, this government job, that government job. Well, that's kind of an inside joke in New Mexico. Is that you know, if you got any sort of a decent job at all, it's because your cousin got you a job at the whatever government agency. And
that's local government. That's not just New Mexico.
Yeah, true. But you haven't been to New Mexico. Just like the head of the special agent in charge of New Mexico, when the reporter said, "Yeah, that's what the FBI said about." About Illinois, that they're the most corrupt state in the nation, and the FBI from New Mexico said, "Yeah, but you haven't been, or he hasn't been to New Mexico. You got to be here to experience it." And you're from Louisiana, and I know Louisiana is similar to New Mexico, having a demographic similar, not in the same manner, but I mean in the same characteristics, not in the same exact people. You know, different people, different place, same kind of behavior.
It might just be that Illinois gets caught more.
Yeah, well, Illinois, Louisiana.
Places where you can flout it, you think it's more common.
They can all fight over it as far as I'm concerned. Free talk live.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Please help support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. It's the final segment. It's Mark with you.
Beagle's Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
So do I not give out the telephone number in the final segment now that we don't answer phones? We answer phones in between in the breaks.
It wouldn't make sense to. I don't know.
It wouldn't make sense. So I won't then. There you go.
Unless you want them to have it in their phone for next time.
I do want them to do that. You know, hey. If you're thinking about calling in right now and you can't, I'll give you the telephone number. But put it in your phone, because I'm not going to answer the phones. Because I can't just have you coming on and, you know, completely unscreened or whatever. I mean, you know, that'd be anarchy. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
That would be chaos, not anarchy.
Well, Marx does not like anarchy.
No,
well,
I don't like the term.
That's voluntarianism.
For sure. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We got Pat in Michigan here. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen, and Miss Melanie.
Hey.
I'll touch on a few points here if you begrudge me some time.
Maybe.
Columbus was of Jewish lineage.
All right.
And it's easy to understand why he hid the fact. I mean, you got to look at history. These guys had been run like rats from burning ships every place they'd been. Britain is bad as the Mormons, in this country. The only thing I can equate it to that happened here. But
the Mormons were at war with the U.S. government for a little while. One of the few religions to manage to pull that off successfully. Being a convicted felon, it's not like I run around telling people I'm a convicted felon most of the time either.
He just announces it on the radio.
Just announced it on the radio. So I can kind of understand this reticence to, just declare things about you that are perhaps not the most desirable things from a societal standpoint. And it's impossible to say that history isn't informed by people's ethnicity in the past. So please go ahead.
Well, there's a couple reasons why they were successful everywhere they went. Number one, they were very clannish. They were verboten to marry outside of their religion.
Yeah, they try to do that, but Jewish, I can tell that doesn't hold anymore.
I know, not anymore, but back in the day, I'm talking about when the world was young.
Sure.
All right? And but the biggest reason is every head of the household was lettered. They had to be able to read from the Torah their ancestry all the way back to Abraham. before they were given their fuzzy card in the gym or whatever you want to call it back then, you know?
What was that, Pickles?
I was saying, in that culture, you don't count as a grown-up unless you can read, like, by definition.
Oh,
that's part of the test.
Yeah, so everywhere they went, they were able to rise above the people around them, thereby inspiring jealousy. This is a time when there was less than 1% of the populace was literate. So they could weasel their way into king's courts and such, as Christopher Columbus did, even though he was a Jew. You see?
Okay.
It's not hard to understand. And then, like you said, there was a time when the Catholics or Christians, whatever, were forbidden for collecting interest on loans and such. But you got to also understand, during about that same time or shortly thereafter, every war that was waged on the continent of Europe was sanctioned by the Pope, because that's who they pulled loans off of. All the kings had to go to the church for money.
All right. I think it's all very interesting. So it's, it would appear as though Ashkenazi Jews are victims of circumstance. Is that the kind of thought here, and that they rose above it through education?
I guess that would be the baseline of it, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds to me like there's a lot to learn from this.
Certainly, if you can read and write, you're going to be a more effective merchant. The Phoenicians found that out real quick.
If you got to use a bundle of twigs to count to 10, you kind of suck, don't you?
Right, especially when you have fingers.
Hard to keep the books if you can't write things down.
All right, peace out, boys. Love you.
Thanks. So, Melanie, I want to hear about smokers coming to the head of the line. Why in the world are they getting...
Okay, so not the head of line, but second place in line.
Okay.
So, CDC issues guidelines as to, because, you know, we have to triage this and ration it because there's not enough...
We're talking about the vaccines for COVID-19.
In this case, the government is the one distributing it, although that's not the case with most vaccines, so they're not going to, like, sell it for a price and let it... And I do see some justification for, okay, we're going to triage this medically. But that's assuming that you believe that this, A, works, and B, isn't harmful.
This being the vaccine.
The COVID vaccine specifically.
Yep.
And we don't have time to get into that, but... kind of taking that at face value, which I don't, their actions here make no sense because they did healthcare workers, and some states have adopted the CDC recommendation. They did healthcare workers first and then people over 65. Okay, that makes enough of sense.
Yeah.
If you assume that this is what it says it is. And then smokers are next in line with people who have immunocompromised and whatever else conditions would qualify you for that would make you have a worse time if you caught COVID.
So if you are a smoker, they basically just assume you have emphysema because, sooner or later you're going to.
Well, yeah.
But that's not the But that's not the qualification. It's if you're a smoker. And so people who are what they're calling, they're being called essential workers, people who work with the public at a job that they actually go to.
Oh, you mean the people I get my food from, for example?
Yeah. Or way down the list. And in some cases, not treated specially. If you were one of those people and you thought the vaccine worked and you wanted it, I think that you could reasonably say, okay, healthcare workers and then, you know, people with severe immunocompromise, they get to the head of the line. That at least makes sense.
Did this policy decision come from Philip Morris? Because I can honestly see a lot of people going, yeah, I'm a smoker, sure, yep, get me up there.
I thought about that, and I'm not sure how you have to prove that you're a smoker or not, but...
Well, I suppose you have a pack of Pall Malls in your front pocket.
Or how long did you have to be a smoker? Can you take up smoking to get the vaccine?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can. On one hand, I can see that if we're saying that smokers, people with emphysema or people with lung conditions, are more susceptible to dying from COVID-19, that you want to get people that are susceptible the shot, I can see that. However, I'm an ex-smoker, and... I guess I kind of think that, to some extent, when you pick up cigarettes, you're taking your life into your own hands. It's the world's greatest killer so far. So, if it's just one more aspect of smoking that kills you, then am I supposed to weep? You know, like, I've never seen a group of people, other like smokers, embrace their mortality. I've never seen a group of people embrace their mortality like smokers do.
That's true.
I mean, every time you talk to a, I've talked to a smoker, you know, and no smoker likes to talk to an ex-smoker, you know. It's like, you know it's going to kill you. Now, I don't evangelize. If smoking comes up, we'll chat about it. But,
yeah, there's a lot of gallows humor in those groups about their addiction.
Right.
Yeah, and seemingly there's no evidence that smokers asked for this. The CDC put this out, and some states were like, okay, sure. But if we're going to rank risk factors, if you're going to say, okay, well, you didn't choose to be 70 and you didn't choose to have leukemia, those seem true.
Yes.
If we're going to add lifestyle choices, like, okay, well, if we're going to add smoking, well, okay, well, people who go to concerts are allegedly more susceptible.
Or diabetes. Right, I mean, you know.
Well, type 2, yeah, type 1.
Type 2, right, type 1 diabetes, I meant, right. There isn't an epidemic of type 1 diabetes. You know, there's a lot of type 2 diabetes going on in the United States, and it has to do with poor nutritional choices and obesity and a variety of things.
So yeah, is third in line going to be everyone who drinks a daily 2-liter?
Yeah, I don't know.
But well, if I just violate the lockdowns, that puts me more at risk. So people who violate the lockdowns get in the front of the line. Like, even under their own mythology, that
this is why we have a pricing mechanism in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. By the way, is it determines who wants and who doesn't want a given thing, significantly. I don't want this vaccine today. I want enough people to get it. In fact, I could. Don't forget, volunteer firefighter and journalist, beat reporter, right? You know, I'm doubly essential. I could go ahead and get the vaccine if I wanted it.
Your essential workers are not prioritized.
I'm a healthcare worker.
Oh, okay. Well, then you are.
Yeah. And I'm sure the beat reporters are up on that list somewhere.
And on the note of the price mechanism, you would see a bunch of charities popping up saying, hey, we want these people to get it first.
I want the people in the emergency room and the ICU, I want them to have that shot. And I would donate to that charity. If there is one, let us know. Go to the website, freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of ways to connect with us there. freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.